Well, Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, bad luck seems to follow Lum's efforts to build up his barber business. Thus far, his methods have made no inroads on Mose Moot's established tonsorial trade. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, library, and barber shop that Lum is just entering.
Hi, Granny Zabber. I believe I've fixed up something now that's going to get some of Mose Moose's customers over to my barbershop.
Oh, what'd you do, shoot Mose?
All right, Abner, don't be cynic.
Well, nothing else you've studied up so far has taken any business away from him. Not even when you undercut him on price.
Well, maybe not, but it's got him worried. That price deal, I mean.
Worried?
Yes, sir. See, he's always charged 40 cents for a shave and a haircut.
Yeah.
When I advertised a shave and a haircut for 35, his customers started asking him to come down his price, too.
Yeah, he won't come down, though. I tried that one.
Well, I hope he don't. For some of the fellas are threatening to start trading with me if he don't.
With you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, they just joshing.
No, sir. Grandpappy Spears heard him say it.
Oh, you
so you see, that price thing might do some good eventually after all.
Well, I hope so, Lum, because so far you're just running yourself in debt. Being a barber is costing you more than you make being my deliver boy.
Well, my new idea will change all that.
Let
me tell you about it, Abner. This morning I run into a couple of fellas from up in the hills.
Wait a minute, Lum. What's Cedric walking backwards and forwards for out there in front of the store? Look here, he's carrying a sign of some kind, looks like.
Carrying a sign?
Yeah, let me take a look here, see what this is. Anyway, he turns around this way again. Attention men. Mose Moot's Barber Shop now offers the best deal in town, 30 cents.
30 cents?
That's what it says.
Why, that underhanded varmint. He's undercutting prices on me. Call Cedric and tell him to come in.
Yeah, I'd love to find out more about this, too. Hey, Cedric. Come in here a minute, Cedric.
Keith, Mr. Abner, I'm working.
Well, this will just take a second. Hurry up now. Come on in here.
Yes, Mom, I'm coming.
Did you paint that sign yourself?
No, Mom. Mr. Moe's done it.
Oh, well, here he is, Mom.
Yeah, I want to have a talk with you, Cedric.
Yeah, does that 30 cents actually include both a shave and a haircut, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Moe's was aiming to write that on the sign, but he made the other letter so big you never had enough room left.
Doggies, I'm going down there right now and take advantage of that price.
No, you ain't, Abner.
Ain't that what we want to see Cedric about?
Of course it ain't. Listen, Cedric, what's the big idea of carrying that sign in front of my barber shop?
Well, that's where Mr. Moe told me to carry it.
Oh.
Especially if I see somebody heading in here, he said. Gotta make sure they see it.
Yeah, I figured that. I mean, why did you ever take such a job in the first place?
Well, Mr. Moe's pays good.
Pays good? Is that all you care about, money? Don't you evaluate old friendships? Don't you evaluate them that's always befriended you? Don't you know what you're doing is ruining me? Don't none of them things mean nothing to you?
Well, Mr. Moore pays good.
Hey, Doggy Slum, who are them fellas out there? See them standing out there in front, them two shaggy-looking fellas?
Oh, them. That's part of that new plan I was telling you about.
New plan?
Mr. Lum, can I go back outside and carry my sign some more now?
No, Cedric. If I catch you toting that sign again, I'll whop you right on top of the head.
What are you going to do, Lum, to whop Cedric on top of the head? What you doing that for?
I don't know, but I'll think of something.
Well, Mose is going to be awful mad at you about this.
I hope he is. Serves him right for doing such an underhanded trick.
Well, you undercut him on price, though, Lum. You done it first.
Well, I never had nobody tote signs in front of his place of business, though.
Well, no, you never done that. I don't
and know. He's committing unfair competition, too. Here, he's already got all the business he is in town. Now he's trying to take away all the business that I ain't even got yet. That's right.
Come over that again, Lum. I believe I jumped the track there somewhere.
Just forget it, Abner.
Black them up and shoot them again.
Cedric, you can go now, but leave that sign right where it's at.
Well, I don't dare go without my sign.
All right, just stay here then. I don't care.
All right, don't get there. Come three more of them backwoodsy-looking fellas, Lum. Look there, they're getting in line like they're waiting for something.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Huh?
That's all part of my plan to build up my barbering business.
Oh, I see. Them's your new customers, huh? Doggies, all the hair they got, you're going to be busy for the next couple of years, huh?
Well, I ain't going to cut their hair, though.
Huh?
See, all they're going to do is just stand in line outside so they look like I'm doing a big business in here.
Well, Lom, me, you can't make no money that way, Lom. You better get them inside and give them a good sharing. You can tell they ain't had a haircut for 4 or 5 years.
They ain't never had a good one. See, they belong to some family that lives up in the hills, and they don't believe in store-bought haircuts.
Oh.
See, I talked to them first two or three out there this morning. They come to town to get victuals and such stuff as that. Come with a Paul, they said.
Well, who are they? Them, the Callaway boys?
I didn't catch their name.
Oh, I like them. They're an awful tribe of them, I know.
Anyway, when I couldn't talk them into haircuts, I made them a deal.
A deal?
I said I'd give them 25 cents apiece if they'd stand in line in front of my barbershop for a while.
You're going to give them 25 cents?
Yeah, and I told them I'd make the same deal to their Paul and any other relays they could get hold of. And they jumped at the chance.
Well, who wouldn't? Dogie's here. I believe I'll get in that line myself.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. A lot of town folks is going to see that line and get in it. That's the psychology of my plan.
Lonk, now you ought to give up that psychology. Gives you the cutest idea I ever heard of in my life. Instead of trying to make money, you study up a plan where you're giving away quarters to everybody.
Not to everybody. Just them hill folks. And there's just five of them out there. That's only 5 and 25 pounds.
Huh?
$1 and a quarter.
Yeah, but how you expect to ever make any money, Lom, if you just go around here handing out $1 and a quarter to everybody?
There comes two more relays out there, Mr. Lom.
Two more, huh? All right, that's still only $1.75.
Yeah, how can you afford to pay out money like that?
Like I always say, you've got to spend money to make money.
Yeah, huh?
See, the idea is, when folks see that lineup, they'll figure I must be a good barber to attract that much business. And they'll figure I must be extra good if I can handle hair like them fellas out there's got.
Yeah, take a pretty good noise.
So naturally, folks are going to want to get one of my extra special good haircuts. So they'll get in line themselves.
Yeah, but you said you weren't going to actually cut them hillbillies' hair though,
Lon. I ain't. But they're lined up under my barbershop sign, and they got shaggy hair. So natural, folks will think they're waiting for a haircut.
Yeah, but wait, that line won't never move up, Lum. The folks that actually want haircuts won't never get inside here if they got to get in line.
Yes, they will. See, quick as a lot of them town folks get in line, I'll let them few hillbillies inside and pay them their quarter and run them out the back way.
Oh.
And from there on, I'll have more barber business than I can handle.
Here. Oh, did I believe you have got a pretty good idea there, that's
well, of course I have. And this'll help you, too, Abner.
Me, I don't want a haircut.
Now, I know, but bringing all them people in here is bound to build up your grocery business.
Yeah, that's right. Why, sure, I'm glad you studied this up, Lum.
Hey, Mr. Lum, there come seven more of them relays out there.
Seven? Dogie, they can't be all relays, can they?
Yes, Lum, there. I know that outfit. Been coon hunting with them.
Dogie, how could you tell them apart? That makes, 350 old now, Lum.
350?
Yeah.
I ain't got but a little over $2.
Huh.
Abner, will you advance me my next week's wages?
Not long. When I hired you as my delivery boy, I said no advancing of wages.
Oh, there comes another big batch of uncles and brothers. Must be about 11 in that new bunch.
Huh.
11? Oh, my goodness. Abner, go on out there and tell them that 25-cent deal's off.
Me? Why, no, sir. I ain't going out there and tell that pack of gun-toting varmints nothing.
Well, somebody's got to.
It
they're
going to
bankrupt me. Cedric, you go out and tell him.
Yeah, go tell him, Cedric.
Can I carry my sign?
No, you can't.
You better hurry up, Cedric, because there comes about five more. That just about takes care of your next week's wages, too, Lon.
Don't talk about that, Evan. Hurry up, Cedric.
I know, but did you see that, Lon?
See what?
Well, Palmer, I tried to get in the store there, and them fellas picked him up and shoved him away from him. Wouldn't let him get in.
Yes, Mom, I've been watching them. They do that to everybody that tries to get in here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They're ruining my grocery business. Now, Long, you've got to get shut of them right away. Hurry up. Get out there.
Well, I'm trying to, Abner, but you fellas won't cooperate.
Wait a minute. Look, there's one of them signaling for you to come out there, Long.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe they mean you, Abner.
No, they don't neither. They mean you, and you better hurry up and get out there, too.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Abner. I'll just open the door a little ways.
My doggy Cedric, that Lum can get himself in a more mix-up. I never ought to let him start up that barbershop in the first place.
No, Mama, I ought to be out carrying my sign, too.
Lum will never make a success out of the barber business. He ain't got the talent for it. Been trying to tell him that, but you know him. Won't never listen to nothing. I wouldn't when he carries on. What'd they want, Lum?
Huh?
What'd they want?
Oh, a raise.
Raise?
Yeah, they said they had a meeting just now and figured that standing up was harder work than they bargained for, but I told them I couldn't pay more than a quarter. So now they want their quarters right now.
Oh? Well, how are you going to pay them?
Abner, you've got to lend me some money. You just got to do it.
As long as you got yourself in this mix-up, and I figured it ain't my place to get out of.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Cedric?
Yes, Mom?
Ain't you supposed to be out in front toting a sign for Moe's Moves?
Well, yes, Mom, but you said what
was... Well, you told him, Mom, but you didn't want him.
Never mind that. Get on out there, Cedric. When you got a job to do, do it.
Yes, Mom. Boy, I'll get right out there. Yes, Mom. Thank you, Mr. Long.
What do you want to do a thing like that for?
Well, don't you see?
Ain't you in enough trouble with them hillbillies out there without trying to help your complications make money?
I know what I'm doing. Just look out in front now.
Huh? Well, I don't get it. They're all leaving, heading down the street.
Why, sure. And they're heading for Mose Mooch's place.
Mose Mooch? Why, they don't want haircuts. What they want is a quarter or a raise one.
Well, don't you recollect what that sign said?
The sign?
The sign that Cedric's carrying for Mose.
Oh.
Said, attention men, Mose Mooch Barbershop now gives you the best deal in town, 30 cents.